Morning. I just want to say welcome to Wiley Knott Methodist Church. If you guys don't know me, my name's Tim Thompson. I'm the junior high youth pastor here. And I really hope that you guys feel the love of Christ and the Holy Spirit in this place. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Good. So before I start, Jeff said that he would be, and I quote, disappointed if I didn't kind of make fun of him or in some kind of way, just kind of, now he's not here, but, you know, so I'm not going to, you know, go too deep into it. But what I'm going to do for you guys, I'm going to give you my best Jeff impersonation. Is that okay? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Cool. He said I had too much hair if you guys didn't. All right, here we go. Hey, make sure you turn with me, if you will, to Jeremiah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. So, Jeff, when you hear this, hopefully that was sufficient for you. But turn with me, if you will, to Jeremiah 18. Billy, that's really not that hard. I don't know why that was. It's not really a tongue twister. But yeah, Jeremiah 18, starting at verse 1. Now that's on the screen is the NIV. I'm actually going to be in the New Living Translation. So Jeremiah 18, starting in verse 1. The Lord gave another message to Jeremiah. He said, "Go down to the potter's shop, and I will speak to you there." So I did as he told me, and I found the potter working at his wheel. But the jar he was making did not turn out as he hoped. So he crushed it into a lump of clay again and started over. Then the Lord gave me this message. O Israel, can I not do to you as this potter has done to this clay? As the clay is in the potter's hands, so are you in my hands. Let's pray. This morning, my Heavenly Father, God, you're so good. You're so good to us. God, I just pray, Lord, that you would just hide me behind the cross, God. Father, I pray, Lord, that you would just speak in power and authority in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so there's a few things that kind of jump out to me when I read this passage. First of all, I want to give you a little background information on the book of Jeremiah. So Jeremiah is filled with laments, divine oracles, judgments, prophetic speeches, and symbolic actions. And today, we're going to be focusing on the symbolic action. And chapter 18 actually upholds the sovereignty of God, yet it elevates human responsiveness. So as I read through this passage, the first thing that jumps out to me is that we are the jar of clay. So God is going to mold us into what he desires. All right. Second, we have to realize that molding is required. I'm sorry. Let me back up. So the title today is actually Hope and the Master Potter. I can't believe I forgot that. So first we must realize that we are the jar of clay. God's going to mold us into what he desires. Two, we must realize that molding or chiseling is required. And lastly, sometimes crushing is necessary. So I'm going to jump into being molded. So if you guys have never taken a pottery class, I know Megan, she's taking a pottery class. So I just want you guys to envision the potter and the potter making his clay. So as we kind of mold the clay, it's fun for us because, you know, we kind of get messy and we're shaping it the way we want to, and it's nice for us because we're in full control. But when you look at the clay, on the other hand, that's not fun for the clay at all. Being molded is not necessarily fun because you're having to die to yourself, and you're having to, and God is kind of chiseling away the sin or some of the addictions in your life. And so that's not always fun. Secondly, it's a process. Okay, it's not necessarily overnight, but I don't want to really put my God in a box and say that he can't do that. But for the most part, for the most part, it's a process, and it has to and it has to take, and it normally takes a while. So if you want to throw up Ephesians 2:10 for me. And again, that's going to be the NIV, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things that he planned for us long ago." I like what that says. That's actually, we are God's workmanship. So next I want to go into being crushed. Okay, when you look at Jeremiah 18, verse 4, it says, "But the jar he was making did not turn out as he hoped, so he crushed it into a lump of clay and started over." I don't know about you, but that, again, does not sound appealing at all. But I want you guys to realize that being crushed is not a bad thing. Okay, matter of fact, it lets us know that we're still in God's hands. I'm going to share a story with you guys. Six years ago, almost to the day, I was on a mission trip in New Orleans, and this was when I had graduated high school, and I had a golf scholarship. For those of you who don't know Corey Wood, I'm very good at golf. I should have hustled him when I had the chance. I was really, really good at golf, and I'm okay now. I'm not as good, but I had a golf scholarship to Grambling State University. And I was on a mission trip to New Orleans. And as I was coming back, I lived in Dallas at this point. As I was coming back, we're going down I-20 West. And I was like, man, in a couple days, I'm going to be taking I-20 East back to Grambling. And so I get home, and I do what every missionary does when he gets home after a long mission trip. I sleep for about 24 hours. It wasn't 24 hours, it was like 12, but, so the next day I get up and I call my golf coach, you know, cause I have orientation in a few days. And so I'm really calling him just to ask, hey, you know, do I need to bring my golf clubs? What do you want me to bring? Is there anything that I need to do before I come, like get a physical or whatever? And, as I'm going through my whole spiel, he stops me and he goes, "Well, Tim, hold on. So there are some budget cuts, and we're cutting the golf program." And I was just like, "Ha, that's funny. I really don't feel like playing right now." But and so he says, "Well, no, seriously, there are some budget cuts, and we're cutting the golf program. Now there's some other schools that you can go to. Blase, blase, blah, blah, blah." I forgot what he said because I stopped listening because at that point in my life, I was crushed, okay? I was completely stunned because my will was to go to Grambling, and it was to go down I-20 East when, obviously, the Lord had me coming I-20 West. And I tell you that to say God has to crush our will sometimes so that his will can be done, okay? And it takes sometimes that, well, and so like I said, being crushed isn't a bad thing because obviously had I gone to Grambling and done all that stuff, I wouldn't be here and I wouldn't be the junior high youth pastor here. So God has a way of working things out if we trust him. Now moving on, as I said before, it's okay to be crushed because we're still in God's hands. Now, how do we know we're in God's hands? Well, I just have a couple things. This obviously isn't everything, but kind of what I came up with is us having compassion for other people, us having a heart for the Lord, and also the Spirit leading you. If you look at Romans 8, it's talks about the life. It talks about life in the Spirit, and also what's pleasing to God must be pleasing to us. There's this prayer that I pray all the time, and it goes, God, I pray, Lord, that you would give me eyes to hear you, eyes to see you, ears to hear you, and a heart to know you. Because that's my prayer. I want to be the person that God wants me to be. I don't want to have to go and I want God to mold me and constantly, and to chisel me constantly. And so God has a purpose for us, and God has a plan. If we are in the Master's hands, there is still hope. As individuals, as a church, and even as a nation, we are valuable to the Master. Even though some of us are scratched, scarred, and some of us might even be completely destroyed, as long as we are in the Master's hands, there is still hope. As long as that pottery wheel continues to turn, there is hope. So if the praise team would come up, I'm almost done. Billy, what you said almost a couple months ago, do we stay informed? Do we continue to watch the news, or do we just kind of become ignorant to the fact? And I mean, I believe it's important to stay informed. But when I look at, the stuff like the Dallas shootings and the Orlando shootings, and it just reminds me constantly that we are a broken nation. And when I look at Jeremiah 18, verse 6, it says, "O Israel, can I not do to you as this potter has done to this clay?" Church, God is still in control. And as long as the pottery wheel continues to turn, he is in control. God, I just want to say thank you for this morning. God, I thank you for, God, just speaking through me, Father. Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, and we just love you in Jesus' name.
Spirit and in truth, for we cannot say.
Now may the God of all hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Go and tell someone.
In spirit and in truth.